Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. My name is Kristen. I'm a self-professed health, spirituality, and mindset junkie. You know that blissful happiness you feel when you're just at peace with yourself, living fully in the present moment? That's the feeling I believe we are all in the pursuit of. And I want to help you get one step closer by up-leveling your health, mindset, and love for yourself. Because that lasting and blissful happiness can only be found and created within. So get ready for all things mindset, holistic health, and spirituality. I hope this serves you. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, I am so happy to be back recording another podcast. It feels so good. I have been wanting to record one for a while, but I wanted to feel really inspired, and I wanted my energy to really be in the right place before I recorded, just to maximize the benefits and the energy that I'm transmitting through this podcast to all of you who are listening. So I can't wait. Right now, I am sitting in a beautiful villa in Ubud, so I'm in Bali still. I decided to take a few days. I live in Canggu, which is this little beautiful beach town, but it's a little bit busier there. You know, there's traffic, there's a lot of people, there's tourism, it's gorgeous, I love it, but it's a lot more masculine energy, and I wanted to get away for a few days and really sink into myself, sink into my feminine, start really focusing on creative writing and creating more content in my business and really just serving from this heart-centered place rather than feeling into this hustle, right? It's easy to get caught up in this hustle, especially when we're in a place where everyone else is hustling. So I decided to take a few days. I'm going to immerse myself in nature. I'm going to feel all of that inspiration and that good energy again and really get back into a really abundant high vibe state, because I feel like I truly have been living from a very abundant high vibe state, but I know there are always new levels to be reached. So I'm at a point where I'm ready to quantum leap into that next level of my life. And it's actually crazy. I've been having so many synchronicities and manifestations in the past few weeks appear as I build my belief in myself and my own manifestation abilities. And of course, as you know, if you've been listening to the podcast, we're only able to manifest what we believe is possible for us. So as my belief grows, so does what I'm able to manifest, and so does my life. Anyway, so when I was getting ready to come to Ubud, I actually have a friend who lives in Ubud and I'm coming to meet her. She's actually been someone I was connected with her because we both had the same coach and we never got to meet, but we connected and I decided I would come see her as well while I'm here. And I actually sat down on my bed a couple days ago. Actually, as I'm saying this, literally my computer says 2:22 in the timing of this podcast. But yeah, I was sitting in my bed and I pulled out my computer with the intention of typing in Airbnb and finding a nice villa and booking it. And as I did that, literally my phone dings and I look at it and it's a voice message from her saying, "Hey, like, I don't know if you've manifested this or not, but if you haven't already booked accommodation, I just found out that actually I just moved out of my villa, but I booked it for an extra 3 days on accident. Like, do you want it? It's all yours." And there it was. Free, beautiful, gorgeous accommodation. I'm sitting in the villa. It is absolutely perfect. Exactly what I was picturing. Glass doors with a view of gorgeous, like just stunning rice fields. It's so green with palm trees in the back of the rice fields, and there's just like birds, and it's gorgeous. It's exactly what I wanted to come and write and clear my head and really dive into my feminine flow and my feminine energy. And of course, there it is. And I think I mentioned this on the podcast before. For some reason, travel accommodation is the number one thing I am amazing at manifesting. I am so good at manifesting accommodation and places to stay when I'm traveling. And I have so much confidence in my ability that it continues to get better and better as I continue to manifest. You know, the villa I'm living in Bali is the exact luxury villa that I had on my vision board back in Denver on the wall of my apartment. The bedroom I'm living in is the same as the one that I intended to manifest. Every time I travel, it was honestly like this before I even learned what manifestation was. So, I mean, honestly, I've been manifesting for so long and now I teach manifestation, and every single time something like this happens, I'm still in complete awe of the universe and the power we have to co-create our lives with the universe. It is truly unbelievable. It is so freaking magical. I am blown away every single time. Occurrences like this are now a norm in my daily life, to be completely honest.
they're a norm because I believe them to be a part of my life. I intend them to be a part of my life. Synchronicities, miracles, manifestations, they're a part of my daily life. And the reason they're a part of my daily life is because every time synchronicities and manifestations appear or occur, I am in awe and I am so grateful. And I lean into that energy and I just revel in the magic of this life. It is truly so incredible. We can literally create whatever we want in our lives, attract anything we want in our lives by simply aligning our energy. That is incredible. Another manifestation that showed up for me in the past week is I decided I want to start teaching live manifestation workshops. I want to do more live events because I do a ton of online work. I have my academy and I love it. I freaking love what I do, but I'm ready to start doing some live events. And I have a goal of long-term manifesting huge events with hundreds, thousands of women, but I want to start smaller. So I set this intention, like, universe, I am ready to start teaching manifestation workshops to small groups of people. Like, please show me the path. Just, I set the intention and I allowed myself to be open to receiving. No joke, not even 1 week later, I have this acquaintance who I've known since college. So it's been years and years and years since we've known each other, but we were never super close, but we kind of followed each other on social media and we support each other. She's doing amazing things. And she actually reached out to me and asked if I wanted to teach a manifestation workshop at her retreat in May in Greece. Like, oh my gosh, universe, totally over-delivering. I was thinking I could just lead a workshop in Bali or one back in California when I'm home for the holidays. But no, the universe is like, nope, you are going to teach a workshop in paradise. You are going to go to Greece. And the best part of this is Greece was on my Denver vision board. The vision board that was on my wall in Denver that helped me manifest Bali, on there I had a photo of Greece, of the villa I wanted to be living in Greece. Greece has been something I've wanted to manifest for myself for so long, but I just, for some reason, it hasn't felt like the right timing yet. So I haven't done it. It hasn't appeared for me. I'm allowing myself to receive whatever the universe sets into my path. So two manifestations in one. So with that said, I also will be leading a 2-hour magical manifestation workshop in Greece at a luxury wellness retreat. So if that resonates with you, if you're interested, I'll put the link in the show notes of this episode. So check it out. It's going to be absolutely incredible. And once again, I am just in awe of the way the universe has shown up for me. And the reason I'm sharing this is to show you what's possible in your life, because these small manifestations, like, yeah, I manifested Bali, I manifested my business, I manifested abundance, but I am also manifesting small things, even what I want in my day. I manifest how I want to feel. I'm manifesting all the time, not just the big things. And the recent theme of my life has truly been surrender, and that's why so much has been manifesting, because I've been totally and completely surrendering and being living through this receptive mode, just saying, universe, I am yours. Just show me the path. I'm setting intentions and then I'm letting them go and I'm letting the universe show me. And let me tell you, this is not easy and it is also terrifying, but it is so fulfilling and this is where the magic happens. So first of all, what is surrender? Surrender is truly giving up our timeline, giving up the control, giving up the need to plan everything, giving up the need to know, giving up the need to understand and rationalize everything. It's saying, you know what? I don't know what the next step is. You know what? I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't even know what next week or next year holds, but that's okay because I know that I am so guided, divinely guided, and I know that the universe has a plan. And I know that the path will be shown to me. And I know that everything I desire to manifest is already mine. So why would I worry? Our minds tend to rationalize and look at things through a logical lens because we like to base what feels comfortable on our past experiences. So if we're trying to do something we feel intuitively called or nudged to do something that we've never done before, make a decision we've never made before, take a risk we've never made before, our mind is going to say, no, this is not logical because this has never worked for you in your life before. This has never played out in your life before. Therefore, it's not rational, it's not logical, especially if you don't know anyone who's done something like what you want to do. Your ego's going to go, nope, this is not logical, it's not rational, don't do it, it is unsafe, because our ego's only job is to keep us safe in our comfort zone. So when we try to take risks, when we try to surrender to the flow and follow our intuition, sometimes we're blocked by our fear. And so surrender is truly saying, you know what? I am terrified. I feel that fear so intensely right now. And I feel so uncomfortable moving forward, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to take the risk anyway because I know how guided I am. Because we don't know what's best for us. We as humans, we think we know what's best for us. We think we need a plan. We think we need to plan everything out. But when we plan everything out, when we make decisions just based on our past experiences, we hold ourselves where we are and we sabotage ourselves because we block what is actually coming for us by saying, you know what? No, my plan is better than yours, universe. I know what's best for me. So I'm going to plan everything and I'm not going to allow any wiggle room. And I'm not going to take any risks or make any decisions that are not logical or rational based on my past experience and what I've seen in this world. So we limit ourselves and we hold ourselves where we are and we live a limited existence because we have a limited mindset. If you want to live a limitless life, you must first cultivate a limitless mindset and cultivate the ability to deeply surrender. And this starts with building that faith and that trust in the universe and, you know, truly seeing and feeling that guidance in your everyday life. And that's why I spend a whole week on this in my academy, because it's truly important. It is very difficult to surrender if you don't have that relationship with the universe already, that relationship with your guidance. If you're not seeing and feeling that guidance every day, how can you surrender to it? And of course, 11-11, as I say that, so aligned. And to be totally honest, when you feel the fear and you move forward anyway, that's where the growth happens. That's where the up level happens. The universe will never give you anything you can't handle. It gives you exactly what you need. But what we need is usually different than what we think we want. But if you want to manifest something, what you think you want is usually not what you need to get you what you want to manifest. Right? Like we want $10,000. And so we think that we should put all of our energy into our current business. And we think the money will show up when we get 10 new clients. But instead, the business starts failing and we get extra expenses and we have no money. And we're like, what's going on? This isn't what I wanted. It's not what I asked for. It's not what you wanted. It's what you needed. And it is what you asked for. Because if you want to manifest the $10,000, maybe that money isn't meant to come to you through your current business. Or maybe the way you're running your current business isn't the way the money's going to come. And those extra expenses, those are all opportunities for you to up-level your mindset. They're opportunities for you to lean into the fear and go from a scarcity to an abundance mindset and say, hey, I'm scared. I have a lot of extra expenses right now. I feel this fear, but I'm going to move forward and pay them anyway with love and abundance and gratitude, knowing that it's coming back to me and knowing the universe has a plan. And that brings you to the next level. That up-levels your mindset so you can become that energetic match to the abundance, to the money you're trying to manifest. That is an act of surrender, feeling the fear and still being okay. So surrender in my life has been playing out hugely. I want to share some things that have been coming up for me. So first example, I have been trying to figure out what I'm going to do after Christmas. So originally when I came to Bali, my plan was to stay until Christmas and then see where life takes me. Do I want to come back to Bali? I've had Hawaii on my mind. I've had Egypt on my mind. I've had Europe on my mind. I've had Mexico on my mind. I basically had almost every country on my mind at some point. Every single week, I think there's a new destination I'm going to. And I just don't know what I'm going to do. And I've had a lot of fear come up because it's my old conditioning, my old programming of, Kristen, you always need to have a plan. You always need to know what's coming next. It's irresponsible to not have a plan. And so I'm in the process of removing and letting this conditioning go and saying, I feel a little bit of fear and nervousness. I don't know what's coming next for me in my life. And becoming okay with that. So I was trying to plan out before I realized I need to drop this conditioning. I started to plan out my 6-month plan. I was like, all right, I'm going to go home on this day. And then after that, I'm going to go to Mexico for New Year's. And then I'm going to go to Hawaii for a month. And then I'm going to go to Europe. And I'm going to teach my retreat in May, right, in Greece. So I created this 6-month plan. And I was creating it from a place of fear. I was doing it to make myself feel better. Not because I intuitively felt called to make the plan, not because it felt aligned, but because I was fearful of not having a plan. And that's how you know that it's coming from your ego, right? That was coming from my ego, not my highest self. I was trying to feel good about myself, by creating a plan that would give me some stability rather than finding that stability and that safety within. Because when we find that stability and safety within, it manifests physically. That's when truly the plan would be shown to me rather than me trying to force a 6-month plan out of a place of fear and anxiety, right? So I started making this plan. I decided to start buying my flights. I was like, okay, I'm going to make this official. I'm going to buy the flights. So I go to buy a flight, my first flight, and none of my cards will work. So I'm buying my ticket and literally both of my cards are declining. I called my banks and they both said, there's nothing wrong. Your cards are not declining. We've approved the transaction. There's something wrong on the website's end. They're like, use another website. So I tried 3 more websites. None of them work. Tried another airline. Tried another ticket. Tried another date. None of them work. Tried a third card. Won't go through. I'm like, what is going on? So I took a break. 24 hours. Next day, I tried it again. New plane ticket. New, I was buying it from a new company. Doesn't work. Called my bank again. Nothing is wrong. They say they're approving it. I'm not declining. There's no reason why it shouldn't go through. The websites aren't working. The different airlines aren't working. First of all, I truly believe that no physical circumstance is just a physical circumstance. Everything is a reflection of our inner world. So I'm like, you know what? I got to slow down. Instead of trying to use another card and another website and calling another bank, why don't I just ask myself what's going on here? So I sat and I meditated on it and I asked myself, what is this a reflection of? And the answer that came up was, you are trying to force this. This is the universe trying to stop you from forcing something. This is a clear sign that you are not surrendering to the flow of life, surrendering to the fear, surrendering to the unknown. You are trying to create a plan that would not bring you fulfillment because it's not coming from your highest self. You cannot live your life from this place of forcing, this place of planning. You must live your life from a place of surrender if you truly want that bliss, that magic in your life, if you want that abundance. And that was something I had forgotten in the moment. I had let my old stories, my old programming, my old conditioning come up. And first of all, that's okay. I don't judge myself for that. I thank myself for realizing it and having the strength to face that fear and move out of it. So I scrapped the entire plan. I said, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to teach that retreat in May, but that's going to be my only plan right now. I'm going to go home for Christmas and I'm going to allow whatever comes up to come up. And recently I felt intuitively called from a place of my highest self to a different plan. And if I had bought all of those flights, I would have been attached to a plan that I was hanging on to feel comfortable, rather than allowing myself to lean into the discomfort and lean into the fear. And so that's what I did. I leaned into the fear. I leaned into the discomfort. And I said, universe, I am surrendering my plan. I am surrendering my need to know. I am leaning into this fear. I am feeling this discomfort so fully. And I am okay with that because I know that contrast and polarity is a part of the process. And I know that sometimes there's a point where you leap into the unknown, right? You've got to leap into the unknown, knowing the universe is there to catch you. That is what surrender is. But when you leap into the unknown, there is always going to be an amount of time where it's dark, where you've leapt into the unknown and you don't yet see the universe there to catch you and you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. You're just falling in the darkness. But it doesn't mean you're lost. It just means that you can't see the next step yet. You can't see the light yet, but the light is still there. The universe is still there waiting to catch you and has been all along. So can you surrender to that? If you're in the dark, can you surrender to the dark? Can you surrender to the unknown and feel into that feeling of knowing that even if you can't see it or feel it, the universe has a bigger plan. The universe is there to catch you. And there is something even more wonderful and amazing and magical coming on the other side if you surrender, if you take that leap, if you take that risk and you feel into that fear and you feel into that discomfort and you feel into that potential nervousness and anxiety and allow it to exist. Because every time it gets a little bit easier, you'll learn to trust yourself. When you see that when you surrender, amazing magical things will happen in your life. I have surrendered my way to where I am. My entire life in the past 6 months to a year has been a surrender experiment. I have surrendered my way to where I am, and I continue to surrender my way. Another big act of surrender in my life has been investing money in myself. Back in August, I invested $11,000 in myself, and that was terrifying. I was scared shitless. And now I've seen that every single penny of that investment was worth it. And in fact, all of that money came back and more. It came back tripled in the next month. And I've had a similar challenge. So in the past week, there was an opportunity for me to invest 20 grand. So I'm working with a coach. I honestly believe that all coaches should have coaches. I believe actually that everyone should have a coach. Everyone should be working in it with someone one-on-one or in a course or in an academy or doing something at all times. I don't think that this path of spiritual growth is meant to be walked alone. I truly don't. So I've been working with a beautiful, magical, amazing coach. And we have the opportunity to do some work together in person and do a real immersion. And I committed myself. I said, once again, like I did last time, before I got on the phone, I was like, you know what? I'm going to commit to this no matter what the cost is. Truly expecting it to be about 5 grand. And I got on the phone and of course it's 20 grand because that's where my edge is and the universe knows it. The universe knows that I would be comfortable paying 5 grand. That would be fine. That would be easy. I wouldn't have fear. And if I don't have fear, there's not growth. So of course, 20 grand was thrown at me because that is my edge. That feels so terrifying, so fearful. It makes me so nervous. It brings back all my old money programming. But this is an opportunity for me to feel fear and up-level my mindset to another level of abundance because I know that that money's coming back to me. And I know that a number in my bank account is not abundance. A number in my bank account means nothing. Abundance is a vibration. It's a feeling. It's an energy that I can tap into. And I have an unlimited access to all of the abundance available to me, as do all of us from the universe. And me surrendering to this fear of, oh my gosh, $20,000. Are you kidding me? That is terrifying. It's terrifying. Because I've never released that much money in my life. And it goes against all logic and all parts of me are saying this is not rational. This is not logical. In fact, all of your family and friends are going to think you're insane. They're going to tell you you're crazy. You probably shouldn't even tell anyone that you're doing this, that you're spending $20,000 on one experience. But my intuition, my gut said yes. And I honestly said yes, not just because of the experience, but because of how terrified I was and because of how much fear this brings up for me. Because I know that when I say yes to fear, when I say yes to surrender, I say yes to abundance. I say yes to bliss. I say yes to love. I say yes to life. And the universe will meet me where I am willing to meet it. How deeply I'm willing to surrender is how deeply I am able to manifest abundance into my life. And in fact, the second I committed to that verbally, the next week I manifested my first 10K week in sales that I've never done that before. 10K in 1 week as soon as I committed. In fact, the next day I had my biggest 24 hours. I think it was 5K in 24 hours I manifested, which I've also never done. Because I made that energetic commitment and I up-leveled and I surrendered and the universe responded to my energy of surrender. You know, when I had the realization that I was terrified of the unknown, I was scared of watching my bank account drop, I leaned into it. I asked myself, how deeply can I surrender to the unknown? And it doesn't mean there's not still fear. It doesn't mean there's not still nervousness, but it means that I feel that and I move forward anyway because I trust my intuition and I trust the universe. And immediately I was shown that yes, you are making this choice from your higher self. This is so aligned because I had my biggest week. Immediately I manifested more abundance than I've ever manifested in 24 hours or a week because I became an energetic match for 10K weeks. By deeply surrendering and investing in myself, spending this money on myself and saying, Kristen, you know what? This seems like a lot of money, but you are freaking worth it. You are worth investing this money in. Your growth is worth it. And the money is coming back. And of course, the money has already started coming back. Haven't even paid the full investment yet, which I will be doing very soon. And it's just, it's so beautiful and insane the way the universe works. But truly, I'm telling you, if you're listening to this, I'm not telling you to go invest $20,000 in a coach. I'm not telling you to even invest $11,000. I'm not telling you to do anything. What I'm telling you is feel the fear. When you feel terrified, that is opportunity for growth and up level. The reason most people don't manifest abundance, they don't manifest their dream lives, they don't manifest what they desire, is they are afraid of fear. They look at fear and they say, oh, no, 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 no. I'm uncomfortable. This isn't logical. This isn't rational. This feels scary. I don't want to do this. I want to be comfortable. But you know what? The life of your dreams will not manifest from your comfort zone. I am telling you this now. It will not manifest from your comfort zone. And the problem is most people only conditionally want to manifest the life of their dreams. They're like, yeah, hell yes, I want to manifest my dream life. I want to live in Bali. I want to travel the world. I want to manifest abundance. I want abundance to flow to me. I want my bank account to grow every day. I want to manifest love. Amazing. Who doesn't want that? But then they're like, oh, wait, I have to get uncomfortable. I have to feel repressed emotions. I have to face fear. I have to take risks that scare the shit out of me. I have to take risks that my family and friends might judge me for. I have to face judgment. I have to face judgment on myself. I have to forgive people. I have to forgive myself. What? I have to feel uncomfortable? Okay, no, no, no. Actually, I'm fine where I am, right? That's what happens. People want to change their lives, but only if they can stay comfortable, only if they don't have to invest money, only if they don't have to invest time, only if they don't have to feel the uncomfortable feelings, and only if they don't have to take risks. So at the end of the day, no, you don't want to change your life. You want to live a comfortable life. But if you want to live a life that most people don't live, you have to do what most people are not willing to do. And that means sometimes diving head first into the situations that make you the most uncomfortable. Can you meet your edge? How deeply can you meet your edge? That place where you say, no, I don't want to move forward anymore. This doesn't feel comfortable. Can you move forward anyway? That is surrender. What areas of your life right now are you holding yourself back out of fear? How can you add fear into your daily life? Like, start small. Can you do something small that brings up fear? Whether it's having that hard conversation with someone, whether it's, I don't know, dyeing your hair purple because you've really wanted to, but you're fearful of the judgment. What is it that makes you feel a little bit of fear, and practice exercising your fear muscle by doing that thing and feel empowered in doing that? Because the more you face your fear, the more you up-level, the more you up-level, the more you become an energetic match for abundance. I'm telling you, the life I'm living right now, like right now I'm laying on a bed. Honestly, I'm in my underwear, laying on a bed. It's noon. I am in a gorgeous like luxury villa looking out at this beautiful view of rice fields and palm trees and listening to tropical birds. And I got here because I was willing to be extremely uncomfortable. Extremely. It was this decisions that I said yes to that made me feel so terrified I wanted to puke. Those are the decisions, the turning points that got me where I am. When I quit my job, when I started my podcast, when I invested my first $1,000, when I invested my second $1,000, when I invested $2,500 for the first time, when I invested $11,000 for the first time, when I now look back and see I've invested almost $40,000 in myself, every single time feeling terrified. When I said yes to flying somewhere I'd never been for a conference with people I'd never met, a mastermind. When I said yes to flying across the world, when I said yes every single time I felt scared. When I said yes when people were reaching out asking me to coach them and I'd never coached before. When I said yes to practicing my coaching with a stranger I'd met on the internet who asked me if I wanted to exchange services with her. Like every single time I said yes to these things that made me so scared. When I said yes to creating a academy about manifestation when I still hadn't fully come out of the spiritual closet. When I said yes to sharing about magic on my Instagram and talking about dragons and fairies, even though I was terrified of being judged. When I said yes to these things that honestly, truly, sometimes made me feel nauseous, sick to my stomach, but I intuitively knew I needed them. It was those decisions that changed my life. It was those decisions that allowed me to manifest the life that I have now. It wasn't the times when I was like, you know what? That feels really scary. I'm going to stay where I am and maybe next week. No, I said yes every single time. So yeah, when I was on the phone and she's like, it's 20 grand, I did not hesitate. I said yes. I said, this is terrifying. I am so nervous about this. But I'm going to lean into my edge and I'm going to surrender. How deeply can you surrender? The universe is constantly throwing you people and experiences your way that you need to up level into the version of you who is an energetic match for everything that you desire. But if you're saying no to these experiences, if you're not willing to meet your edge, if you're not willing to feel the fear and move forward, then you are holding yourself stuck and there is no one else to blame but you. We are the only ones in control of our lives, no one else. You have all of the power, but you have to lean into that power. You have to accept that power. Because that's what you do when you surrender. You're saying, I am so powerful. I know I'm powerful. So I am able to surrender in this moment of fear, knowing how powerful I am in the co-creation and manifestation of my life with the universe. And I know that no matter what my physical reality looks like, it's all an illusion. Because everything I desire is already mine.
So in these moments of fear, these moments of scarcity, these moments when our old programming or our stories that aren't serving us or not aligned with us come up, they come up for a reason. When we feel this fear, it's an opportunity for us to say, okay, what story is here that my mind is telling me that I can release here, that I can work through, that I can surrender through? Is it the belief that money is scarce and I don't have enough of it, or I can't make more? Is it the belief that I'm not good enough? Is it the belief that I'm not deserving of love? What is the belief here? What is the story? And how can I acknowledge the story, the thought patterns, and then surrender? How can I deeply surrender through the fear, through the story, through the nerves and the anxiety? How can I surrender and say, universe, I'm yours. Like, this is all you. Take me, show me. The magic happens in the deep surrender. So some things I use that help me is I always remind myself, my success is inevitable and I am always on the right path, no matter what that path looks like. Everything I desire is coming to me in the most divine timing for my life, in the most divine timing for the highest good in my life. So even if I can't see it, the timing is perfect. And I don't need to understand the timing. I just need to know that it's perfect and surrender to that. My success is inevitable. I am always on the right path. Everything is coming in the most divine timing for my life. If you have to repeat that 30 times a day, 50 times a day, 100 times a day, do it. And I'm always constantly receiving signs and guidance from the universe and asking for more. So I mentioned this in the beginning, but it is so important to be able to build that connection, that relationship with the universe, with your spiritual guidance, with your highest self, with your intuition, because that's the place that surrender comes from. And that's why I focus on it so much in my academy. We spend an entire week on it. It is so crucial to this process. You cannot surrender if you don't know what you're surrendering to and you don't feel supported already and guided and safe. Another little story of me surrendering. This is a kind of a silly one, but last week, so in Bali, I've mentioned this on, I think, the last podcast too, I get around by calling what's called Gojek. So it's kind of like Uber for motorbikes. You call one, a dude picks you up on his motorbike, you sit on the back and he gives you a helmet and he drives you to your location and then you pay him, just like Uber or Lyft in the States. And so I think I just finished sunset and I had gotten some dinner and my friends had already gone home on their bikes and I was calling one and I realized, oh my gosh, I don't have any cash because I have to pay for them in cash. And I was like, how am I going to get home? Because where I was, there were no ATMs and I needed to get picked up and driven home, but there were no ATMs there either. And I was thinking, well, I could have the guy drive me to the ATM by my house, but sometimes that one doesn't work. And I'm never sure if it's going to work because I only had one ATM card with me and it wasn't my ATM card that I know works at that ATM because some of the ATMs here are really finicky. So I was like, even if I have him drive me to an ATM, I don't know if my car is going to work and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get out money to pay him. Like, how am I going to get home? And I was kind of having this little internal freak out of, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. And so I sat there and took a deep breath and I said, I'm going to surrender to this experience and know that whatever happens is happening for me. And I know that I'm going to get home safely. And I know that I'm going to be home in the next 30 minutes. And I can't wait to be there sitting on my couch watching Netflix and drinking wine with my roomies. And I was like, I am just going to surrender this fear and this anxiety and these worries because they're not serving me. The worries are not serving me at all. I am always able to make better decisions from a calm, relaxed state, a state of knowing that everything is working out for me. There's already a plan. So from that state, I called a bike to come pick me up.
And I decided I'll just have him take me to the ATM and, you know, I'm just going to manifest that the ATM is going to work for me. So he picks me up and he's like, hey, it's you. He was the guy who had driven me to my location 10 minutes before because after dinner I had stopped at the pharmacy to pick up contact solution for my contact lenses. And that's where I had spent the rest of my money. I had forgotten I needed to save money for my ride. And so he was like, hey, it's you. Like, I just drove you to the pharmacy. And what's so weird is I have never had two of the same drivers in a row. There are literally hundreds of bike drivers, GoCheck drivers here in Chengdu, in the city I'm living in. There are so many. I have never had two in a row. It is crazy for that to happen, first of all. Sometimes I'll get two, like, in the same week, but never two in the same day or even in the same 20 minutes. Bizarre. So he picks me up. He's like, it's you. And he's like, oh, like, I didn't say anything. He's like, oh, you get a free ride. This ride is free because you paid me extra. You paid me extra last time because I usually tip my GoChecks if I have the cash. I tip them extra. I'll pay them double because honestly, it charges us like US. It's like $1, $1.50 to get anywhere. And so I usually will tip them at least 50%, sometimes double. And this guy, I had actually paid him double. I had tipped him 100%, and he came back and picked me up. He was like, no, this ride's free. It's on me because you gave me such a good tip. Like, I'm just going to take you home. No charge. And I was like, what? Like, are you kidding? Oh my gosh. Because of course I told him, like, you didn't even realize this, but I had no cash. I didn't know what I was going to do. So of course he drives me home, drops me off. It was only like a 5-minute ride, 10-minute ride. He drops me off at my house and I go home, and I didn't have cash, so I didn't pay him. But that's how the universe works. When you surrender, even in those small moments, when I was having that small little moment of fear and anxiety around how am I going to get home? What do I do if the ATM doesn't work? What if I'm stranded? What if I have to walk home and it was dark? It was late at night and walking would have taken me a very long time. My phone was going to die. I wouldn't even have had Google Maps. And in these moments of anxiety and fear, where all we're thinking about is worst case scenario, right? Worst case scenario. What happens if my phone dies? What happens if I can't get money? What happens if I'm stranded? What happens if I have to sleep on the beach tonight, right? All of these thoughts. But when you surrender, you release these thoughts and you say, I trust. I trust. Because when we focus on the worst case scenario, we attract the worst case scenario. When we surrender, we manifest safety and abundance and love. We manifest these amazing, magical, synchronistic scenarios. Like me getting a free ride, first of all, never happened before. Me manifesting the same bike rider in 15, 20 minutes also never happened before. And of course, this free ride gets offered to me the only time I've ever not had money to pay for a ride. Because the universe has our back. We are so supported and guided. But if you're not surrendering to the flow, surrendering to the process, sometimes you're missing these moments. If I had been in such deep anxiety and freaked out and said that I wasn't going to surrender to this, and I had given into that anxiety and maybe called a friend, had someone drive to bring me money or whatever, there was a million different ways I could have probably found a solution to this if I had focused on my fear, right? If I had overcompensated. But instead I said, you know what? I'm going to surrender and I know that this is happening for me and it's going to work out in my favor. And it did. And that the universe sent me this experience to build my belief, to show me how guided I am, to show me that there's something much bigger than me here supporting and guiding me. And these are the moments when I'm like, damn, life is so freaking magical. It's unbelievable. These moments amaze me. They constantly amaze me. It is incredible what happens in your life, what can happen in your life when you surrender. So I hope if you take anything from this podcast, it's that you are so guided, so much more than you can ever know. There is magic waiting for you. If you are willing to give up your preconditioned ideas of what you think your life should look like, of how you think things should play out, and just allow and accept the idea that maybe there's something better coming for you that you can never even fathom. Because sometimes the experiences that bring us the most fulfillment, that bring us our manifestations, aren't the ones that are planned. They're the experiences that we didn't even know we needed. And if we don't know we need them, we can't plan them. So ask yourself, How can I surrender more deeply in each moment? How can I trust more deeply in each moment? How can I allow and receive and flow with my life more deeply? And that's all for now. Love all of you so, so, so much.